Jason Miller, by the way, from Concrete Washington. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing really great.
Fabulous. Pretty cool, dude, that you already got a loan against the house to well, first of all, Jason, tell everybody what you're doing.
Yeah.
I just started a fundraising drive to bring back the Concrete Herald. This is a small town community newspaper that was published here in Concrete from 1901. It was under a different name back then, but it was the same paper. From 1901 through September of 1991. And it tanked at that point because of some pretty shoddy management, as my understanding, anyway.
Shoddy,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Believe me, I don't think you want me to go into all that.
No problem.
So you're going to publish this newspaper. You're going to publish this newspaper online, right? I mean, it's going to be an online paper and stuff?
It's going to be a little bit of both, actually. Oh. Right now, my plan is to bring back the paper version, and because print is so expensive, there'll be a cover charge for it of 50 cents.
Jason, are you on a speakerphone? Can you pick up your phone?
I'm not on speakerphone. Oh, I'm on a Bluetooth.
Oh, that's
but
annoying.
I can switch.
No, that's fine, yeah. Yeah, you're not that important, are you? We've got to be doing other things, so get off that Bluetooth thing and visit with us. But it's going to be, Jason, it's going to be like a one-man operation, right?
Yeah. For the time being here, it's about the only way I can make a go of it is to be the one-man show.
So, but did you hear him? It's going to be a paper.
It will be an actual paper. So what would be like today if you were going to be publishing an edition of it? What would be the headline of the Concrete Herald today?
Today, if I actually had everything in place and was publishing again, it would be something like, "It's back," really big. That would be the headline, and then we'd talk
about the paper.
The comeback of the Herald itself.
Certainly, that's
sure, that'd be a big one.
Yeah.
Right, but in May is when I hope to publish the first issue, and in that case it will be Concrete turns 100 because we'll be celebrating our centennial on May 9, and the paper will come out 3 days before that.
Yeah, and they used to make cement, right? That's how it got its name, right, Jason?
Right. It was a huge cement manufacturing plants here. There were two of them, and they did it for, most of the early 1900s, all the way up until 1967, I think, is when everything shut down.
Was the place pretty, what do you get from Concrete, that dusty stuff in town? Was it kind of like everywhere you walked? Could you see your footprints?
That's my understanding. It was pretty bad. There were complaints from the townspeople, but I guess they figured the benefits were better than the outfall that they got from the dust.
So did you grow up there? I mean, has Concrete always been home for you?
I did not, actually. I grew up in Linden.
This area.
Yeah, right.
So you have a love for it, yeah.
Spent some time over in Minnesota, came back here in moved to Concrete in late December of 2005.
I think it was you, Jason, that said not everybody has, computers. It's a prize to watch, and not everybody watches TV. So the idea, and it's kind of like with real estate where they say, isn't it all about location, location, location? This is all about just being local, really local, and that's what folks love to read about their own little town, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And the that wasn't my quote, but I totally agree with it. There are people out here who don't have a TV, who don't have a computer. Many of them are older, and they're more comfortable holding something physical in their hands that they can read.
Well, I've often said, you can't take a laptop into the bathroom.
No,
exactly. And there are people my age, too, who are just more like my sister last night said to me, I don't want to sit with a laptop in my easy chair.
Yeah.
I want to sit with a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the fact, like I said, though, that this is local, your own little local paper means a lot to people. So basically, you're looking for donations, and you've already been to who you been to in town?
Asking for donations?
Yeah.
You mean? I pretty much stopped at every business in town and asked to place a flyer. I'm kind of a soft sell. I mean, I let people know that it's going on. I post the flyer. And then, I let them read it. And if they want to contribute, fabulous. But
are you selling ads already?
I'm selling ads on the website in return for a contribution.
I see.
I'll leave their ad up on the website for 1 year.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So it's going to be a one-man show, pretty much. You'll just go around, and when the local soccer girls team wins, you'll do a little story on it. That's the idea.
Yeah, I do plan to spread the wealth, as it were, as much as possible. I have people who are willing to write short pieces for the paper, and I'm going to be tapping many more. So every coach at Concrete High School should expect to get a call from me pretty soon here to gauge their interest, see if they'd be willing to help me work up the sports section, because the sports section will be very, very important.
Why in the world would you, when you hear about like the PI of all things, I mean, a massive newspaper like the PI thinking about shutting down, why in the world would you take this risk?
I'm taking the risk because I don't have the same issues that the PI has. I'm small, I'm nimble, I'm quick.
Well, hey, dude.
Wait, something said for that.
What did we hear the other day? Become flexible, yeah. Become lean, lean, mean, and flexible. And yeah. You just said small, nimble, and quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And that helps. You know, I don't have the overhead that the PI has. I don't have to pay dozens of reporters and all the other people that are required to put out a big, big newspaper like that.
Mm-hmm. Lean, mean,
and I'm going to publish it out of my house.
Small, nimble, and quick. There he is, Jason Miller.
Small,
nimble, small, nimble, Jason, and quick. For those who want info, where can they go? You got a website?
You bet. It's www.concrete-herald.com.
All right.
Did we miss the Bald Eagle Festival? When is that? Is that coming up?
It's just a really important... It's an important
I don't think you heard.
Well, Jason, he was just asking, did we miss the Bald Eagle Festival?
I used to go every year.
Yeah.
If you, I was just up there this past weekend. They said this coming weekend will be the last weekend that the Interpretive Center is open in Rockport.
Well, good.
But
very good.
But, you know, there should be some stragglers hanging around for the next couple weeks or so, I would think.
Fabulous. Jason, before you go, your first childhood memory. What's the first thing you remember growing up on the planet?
My first really vivid memory would be mixing up a batch of weed killer without my parents' knowledge or permission.
Huh.
It was full of every nasty thing that I could find in the garage, and I even peed in it.
Oh.
Because, you know, when you're 4 years old, that's what
makes sense. Sure.
You're our. Yeah. He's kind of creative.
He's making his own weed killer.
He's making his own.
And you know what? It worked.
Really? That's very.
Yeah.
It worked. You're fabulous. Yeah. Jason, lean, mean. What did he call himself
lean,
again?
Lean, mean, and nimble.
Yep.
No,
yeah.
No, no,
nimble.
Lean, quick, and nimble.
What no. Would, something like that. I didn't write it down. I just thought of that.
Just go with nimble.
Small, nimble, and quick,
yeah,
I think.
Small, nimble,
and quick, Jason.
Even though I'm not physically small.
Yeah. Thanks, brother.